This podcast contains sexually explicit discussion, and if you're under 18, then it's time to switch off, as it's meant for your parents. And believe us, you really don't want to listen now.
Hi, I'm Mr. G.
I'm Mrs. G.
And this is episode 36 of...
The Sexless Swingers.
So, Mrs. G, what are you wearing tonight, and what are you drinking?
I've got a brew. I have to explain that every time. It's a cup of tea.
Made by me.
Made by naturally. You and my brew bitch. And I have got a pair of tracky bottoms on and a fitted bodysuit because I've had a shower after my spin today and I've had a delivery. And I'm going to try that delivery on later.
I've seen the delivery.
Have you seen the box?
I didn't see the box. I just saw all the items that you took out.
Strewn across all the bed.
There's some interesting stuff in there.
I know.
A bit of a... deviance.
the delivery I wish it had is Anne Summers. That is like, to explain to people that don't have Anne Summers, on lingerie, sex toys, that sort of thing. And that's
the, it was sort of the first big open one in the UK, yeah, wasn't it? That wasn't it sort of backstreet.
Yeah. And I don't get a lot of things from there, but I get the odd thing from there. And the odd thing is all right.
It was a very sexy, giving vibes of our social back in October, where you wore your honey bidet belt with the hooks on it.
Yeah.
It was a very sexy looking collar.
You're not dragging me around, though.
Maybe tonight.
So that, anyway, back to the point. That's why I'm in my trackies and a fitted bodysuit.
So it feels a long, long time since we last recorded because we've got so much to talk about, Mrs. G.
We've had a bit of a start to 2024. Well, there's been a shift in mindset. We're on a new track. Here we go.
Well, obviously, people who listened to the last episode will know that we chatted about the fivesome that we had following a social.
Yes.
Which was fantastic. And yeah, it sort of got us started, hasn't it, again?
It revved us up.
And interestingly, on that episode, we had quite a lot of feedback. As normal, we get different messages and things, but particularly on this one, there was a lot of feedback about the splashback.
Feedback about the splashback?
Yeah, well, the squirting that
we discussed. That was one of the things. Quite a lot of our friends and associates reached out and confessed.
Well, there was obviously some random feedback that we get,
yes,
but also some of the people that we know well and chat, never discussed it with them before, and suddenly...
Yeah. Oh, me too. Oh, that you too. And in some real in-depth conversations about this, actually.
A couple of very hot voice notes.
Yes, we did, absolutely.
And yeah, it's an interesting topic because typically it's only discussed in a sort of a performative way.
Yeah.
And when you sort of take it back to just, it's that bodily function.
Yeah, it's a natural thing. Or it can be a natural thing. It's not natural. Well, not all women will do it, I guess. But it seems that since we discussed it as we did, quite a lot of people we seem to be associated with are going, oh, yeah, that's just kind of happens
we've
to
had,
me too.
Yeah, a lot of chats around.
More than I thought we were going to get on it anyway.
Yeah.
But we also had a bit of feedback. Well, so there was that. And then we were recommended we need to go and get some splash blankets, which was an interesting thing.
That was,
thing.
Again, several people. And
yeah.
We won't name them, but some of our close friends,
yeah,
they showed us the splash blanket. We got photos.
Yeah, they sent us a photo about midnight with the splash blanket, didn't they?
Yeah.
So I was like, what is that old lady blanket you've got? Apparently it's a splash blanket. These things look like a fleece blanket, but they've got a waterproofness to them.
You think fleece, it looked like an eiderdown something.
Yeah, like an, that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said, like an old lady blanket.
Yeah, and a lot of people won't know what an eiderdown is because it's not really
it's not
a word we use
much,
anymore.
Yeah.
Apologies to all our younger or
non-British. We probably
non-British.
Need to invest, either that or we just need to just buy tarpaulin and just literally tarpaulin the entire area that we're at, it would seem, at the minute.
Well, it's not too bad. They sort of get in the way sometimes, so...
What gets in the way?
Me.
You're in the way.
I take it rather than the sheets. But no, some other sort of more serious feedback, I suppose, which was interesting. There's a few people have got in contact with us about, and we didn't cover it massively, actually, but we just talked a little bit around expectations at socials.
Yeah, it surprised me, to be honest, the feedback we've had on this, because, like you say, it wasn't a massive part of it, But it's obviously hit a point with quite a few people because of obviously they've reached out to us. And we've been thanked a few times, haven't we, for raising it?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether we've discussed it previously because we've done a lot of socials and we talk around the things that we find on different ones. But yeah, this seemed to hit something with a few people that they've been on socials and they feel massive expectations from other people, not that they're going in with the expectations.
I think the difference is now, when we've discussed socials in the past, we were much earlier in our journey. So now we're much further down that line. We can kind of discuss things with a slightly different view.
I mean, we're not new anymore.
Not really. I think it's the fact that we can now give that a little bit more of an overview of something and go, actually, no, there should be no expectations 100%. On a social. Even if you've been having conversations with people beforehand, even if you've actually played with somebody beforehand, there just should be zero expectations.
Yeah, you're going to be social.
It's a fresh page again.
And I think, you know, we got another, I think it was an email, it may have been a message, I can't remember now, but it was a lady who basically had felt a little bit trapped.
Yeah.
And somebody tried to kiss her.
Yeah.
And she felt awkward about it. She managed to sort of...
swerve it.
Yeah, skillfully by the sound of it, but I don't know.
She shouldn't have to.
She felt as though she'd handled it well, but then this person who she'd been chatting to for a while suddenly just ghosted.
Yeah.
Not okay.
It's not. It's just disrespectful. It's just not okay, but...
I mean, ghosting happens because, you know, people change their mind or whatever, when it's a direct relation to, well, I didn't get that, so...
Yes.
Again, it becomes that transactional sort of thing.
It's objectifying, isn't it, as well?
It makes... It just all feels a bit... It gives you swick, as Mr. Disciple would say.
It does give you swick. We may do a little bit more on that, because we've obviously got things coming up, haven't we? We've got socials coming up and stuff, and...
Well, we keep on adding things to the diary, Mrs.
We've
G.
We've got a lot in the next 2-3 months. It's good. I like it.
You have had a lot in.
We'll come on to that.
I've done that. So, what have we also been doing this week? We've set up... Obviously, we've discussed previously... In September, we're doing a Virgin cruise from Portsmouth to Amsterdam.
Yes.
We've sort of got some friends joining us and we've opened it up and said, if any listeners fancy a Virgin cruise, it's not a swinger cruise. It's just liberal-minded people.
Yeah.
If they want to go along, try one just for a few days because it's four days.
Yeah, it's simple. We're on board.
With some people that are like-minded, then we're on board. Get in touch. Mrs. G will get you sort of help you out with that. And then, you know, come along and meet a few people and
so
enjoy
yourselves.
So we've
got, what, 22 of us at the minute, is it?
Yes, yes.
We've started our group, our chat group, haven't
WhatsApp we? WhatsApp group.
And
we weren't sure how it was going to go because it's 8 months away.
I thought initially this is too early, but there was a few people that have booked and that we chat with occasionally that were like, so...
Who else is coming?
Are we in the chat group? Do we know who else is going? It was like, yeah, you do know these people, but it's not for us to say that they're going. It's for you to have a conversation. And we were like, okay, let's just do it. New year, let's get going. And it's been really positive, hasn't it?
I think the first evening, I think somebody we know, they were added from the start, but they didn't check the phone for about 4 hours and said there was like 400 missed messages or something like that.
It went up. I think new chats do go like that initially.
Yeah, and it's a fun group, which is the most important
thing. It is fun. Because
it's all couples.
And there's a real mixture of dynamics on there and experience. There's some people that are literally just stepping into it.
A few Americans as well, just making an international...
Yeah.
UK-US relations are going well.
We are having a lot of laughs with some of the things that we say.
Yeah.
That were discussion the other day was about a bobble hat. The Americans didn't understand
what that was. Because somebody said that they wear bobble hats a lot.
Yeah, and they were like, what the... They call it a toboggan. Well, a toboggan to me is a slide.
They said beanie, which we all know beanie.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said toboggan, which obviously is something that you sit on to slide down a hill, so to speak.
There's some flirting going on there. I have no.
Not by me, I don't think.
Well, I think you're just naturally flirtatious, so that's fine. But I am noting a little bit of flirt going on.
Is flirtatious putting your tits on the group?
I didn't do it first.
Well, you sort of did.
They were covered up.
It was wishing somebody a happy birthday.
Yes. So I was introducing the group to the old tradition that is birthday boobs.
I think the person whose birthday it was is actually pretty new. Mm-hmm. And he'd not realised this was a thing. I think he enjoyed his birthday more than he was expecting.
We helped ease him in.
So to speak.
So to speak. But no, it's good. And I think it's great that we're pulling people together a little bit, aren't we, I suppose?
Well, people are just either coming because they know us, or they're coming because it means that
they want to try it.
You're not going alone, basically. Yeah. There's a group there. And I think
everything's better in a group, isn't it?
Everything is better in a group, 100%. But I think it's nice because there is this mixture. So there's some people who are open that they've not played.
Yeah.
They're just liking the vibe.
And I love that. I have to say that. And some of our friends, they enjoy the vibe. They enjoy hanging around and being open. And, you know, yeah. They have gone straight in with, we're not in the lifestyle, but we really like being around.
Well, he's got a new name now, the hot guy.
He is, yeah, he is the hot guy, to be fair, as well. So, you know, it's. I just love how accepting everybody is of everybody's background and where we're at. And I also have noted that if people have had, not a wobble, but if they're a little bit like, oh, I'm not feeling great about myself today, or, you know, a little bit body conscious maybe or something, or there's been all sorts of discussions on there. Oh, just that backup of each other.
It's quite nice. It's not all centred around us,
no,
because we set the group up. It's not people at all. Are just chatting amongst themselves.
Love it.
Everyone's getting on, and yeah, it's
just
nice.
That support for each other as well. You can already see it, yeah. And it's only been it. We've only had it open a week.
The thing is, everybody's great.
No, it is. It's good.
So no, that's really good, and continues to go off the group. Really,
yeah,
it's good, and obviously we've no doubt got a few more people to add to it along the way.
I would think so. Yeah.
So, Mrs. G, you and your faux pas. It's not, turned into me.
Not this time. Yeah. Not me this time. Tell everyone what you did and how you nearly killed your wife.
I think that should be the second part, because I think the first part should be discussing my mother,
okay.
Which is very unusual on a swinging podcast.
Depends what your kink is, love.
Oh, my God. So moving swiftly on. So she comes to visit, and she was chatting to our son, who's 15.
Yes.
And I think the subject came up about your faux pas with the magic bullet.
No, I brought the faux pas about the magic bullet up to try and change the subject from what she was discussing.
Well, basically, my mother has been watching a TV show on Sky. Not just any Sky channel, Sky History of all the obscure channels.
Yeah, I mean, who finds these channels, right?
And apparently it's well-known British
presenter
Amanda Holden. Chatting about sex through the ages.
Yeah.
And for some reason, my mother, who is an elderly widow,
mm-hmm.
has decided to watch this show.
Obviously, right.
So she's been watching it, and she decided to say to us, oh, did you know that pineapples are a sign of swinging?
Right out the blue.
Right out of the blue.
Right with it. All our children sat there. Our eldest 15-year-old sat right next to her. But what we need to point out at this point...
When Brad and Angelina have been up...
Literally, what... The day before they'd left, the day before your mum came round, they had left.
Yeah, this is going back to over Christmas. So, yeah, a couple of days. But we'd been drinking with them
mm-hmm.
out of pineapple glasses.
Yes. Every night, every drink, pineapple glasses, even the shot glasses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Mammy and Pappy had sent us those as a gift.
Yeah. So everything was pineapple-y, and I can see our son's face... As your mother is saying this, and he's looking at me, and I'm thinking, I'm going to have to dig here.
She also proceeded to tell him how condoms used to be made out of pigskins and things, and it's like, well, I'm really pleased that my mother, who's well into her 70s, has the relationship where she can chat about condoms and sex and things with her 15-year-old grandson.
Yeah.
And I think the granddaughters were in the room as well.
Yeah, just
and it's not seen as weird or anything.
No.
From both the angles of her being elderly and the kids being young teenagers.
Teenagers, yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
I agree with you. It's just that she I felt like she was trying to call us out.
She doesn't know, as far as we're aware.
But I think
it's because you give off mass swinger vibes.
I do not give... I'm not walking around with pineapple T-shirts on or anything. I might have pineapple hair clips saying, you know, plays well with others and all the rest of it. I don't do any of that. I do it at home. But I don't do any of that. But the point is, she sat there talking all about this, and I can see our son's face looking at me, looking at his nanny, looking at me, and I'm thinking, and I just had to go, yeah, but we've got pineapple glasses. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, we quickly diverted it off because my sister has some certain pineapple paraphernalia as well. Well, yeah. As far as we know, she's not lifestyle, and no. I don't want to give it any more thought. But we reached out to Brad and Angelina about this, yes. And I think the best way to show how, in the lifestyle, your friends support you is to play the voice note we got. So I'm just going to switch to Brad and Angelina for just about 10 seconds.
So this is their response to us explaining the slight quandary we were in.
It's funny though, isn't it? Like, mum being so inquisitive and everything, watching all these shows. You ever thought that she might listen to any podcasts as well?
You're such a con.
So there's the support that you'd expect from your good friends.
So when we talk about on the podcast, the best thing about the lifestyle is the good supportive friends. Basically, when you get this, the fucking bastards are just laughing their heads up at you.
Honestly, it was like the last thing we needed, but we did need it. But as everybody knows, we're not faces out, we're not out.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But also, just that clip of them two fuckers laughing their tits off.
Yeah.
Just shows that is why.
Yeah.
We're friends with them because we just laugh so fucking much.
We do. And it's having the ability to be able to
laugh at each other and ourselves.
Yes, and ourselves, but then also equally, we are very supportive of each other in other situations as well. But
and we'll come on to that again in a second because the next thing was that we put a video out on Twitter.
Are you talking about your faux pas now?
My faux pas.
I'm gonna sit and I'm gonna glow in the smugness of you having a faux pas.
Well, but I think you suffered it as well, really.
I suffered it worse. I've got PTSD following your faux pas.
People may have seen on Twitter that we put a video on not long into the year, and we woke up in the morning, we're having a bit of a mess around, and I videoed me lifting your t-shirt that you wore to bed.
Yeah.
And
a basically boob drop.
In slow-mo, your boobs dropped. Mm. And you've got, you know, large boobs.
Sizable.
Fantastic. And they literally bounced. Mm-hmm. And it was fucking hot, if I must say so myself.
Well, it was your point of view, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's the view I get. That's why I married you, amongst other things.
Oh, you shallow fucker!
Amongst other things, but, you know, if we're taking it back to basics, come on. No, we decided to stick it on Fab. So I was airdropping it from my phone onto the Mac. Did that. That was fine. Looked down on my phone and our son's name was there on the airdrop page with a blue circle going around it. And I remember turning to you going, fuck, fuck, fuck.
So let's just calmly. You were airdropping your point of view of my tits, slow-mo tit dropping, to our son.
And me squeezing them.
I mean, the damage that we could have caused him after his nanny's been telling him about pigskin condoms, about pineapples means everyone's swingers.
That we've been drinking
and we've had our mates round and we've been drinking out of bloody pineapple corpse. I mean, we are winning Parent of the Year. Parent of the Year.
Parents.
Well, no, I'm blaming you.
So, anyway, at that point, I'm like, fuck, fuck, fuck. You're like, oh my God, go and get his phone, go and get his phone. So, his bedroom, we were in sort of the evening living room, if you like, where we sit in the evening. And that's two floors under his bedroom. And so, at that point... Suddenly, not that I'm super athletic or anything, anybody that's met me will know, I actually turned into Usain Bolt on steroids, and I literally sprinted up a flight of stairs, down a corridor, and then up another flight of stairs, burst into his room, and he's on his Xbox, and I'm like, where's your phone, where's your phone? And he's like, it's on my bedside table. And I'm going, give it here, give it here. So he's like, it's just there. So I take it. I go, what's the passcode? And he's looking at me and he's like, why? I'm like, tell me the passcode. So I go to his phone. I'm like, where's your photos? Where's your photos? He said, what's up? I said, I've airdropped you something I shouldn't have done. And he's like, what? And I said, doesn't matter.
No.
I said,
no.
I just need to see it. I said, you can.
No.
So.
There was actual smoke coming off your feet. I've never. It was this sheer shock in your face. And like, you kind of flushed, which you'd never do.
I don't get embarrassed.
Because you're dark-skinned. Yeah. And it was like, whoo! And you couldn't breathe. Fuck. And then the door flung open and there's smoke coming from your feet. And I have never heard you run up that staircase so fast.
Well, apart from when you're showing me up for sex. But...
No, this was faster than that.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, I checked his phone. Nothing. And he's like, Dad, I've not accepted anything. So there won't have been any airdrop because I've got to accept. So I went through his phone and I bet he's thinking, fucking hell, Dad, don't look at me photos. But I mean, thankfully I didn't see anything because he's now got a girlfriend and horror, I don't want to say anything about that.
Oh no, don't do that. Jesus. No.
But as it happens, there was nothing there that we know of. So wow. I came back downstairs, I got the defibrillators out and resuscitated you.
I honestly couldn't breathe. For the time it took for you to run from that living room up to his bedroom, my breath was being held. Yeah. So I couldn't quite... And we were in the middle of a conversation with Brad and Angelina.
Well, I think probably it's only fair to, again, play a clip from primarily Brad again, who becomes the Joker in these circumstances. And let's see how they reacted to this little faux pas.
That's exactly what he wanted to do, the fuck face, he's pissing his pants laughing, I just said running around deleting everything now
such
a piss taker. I'll smack him for you, Pollywai.
So once again, the support of your friends is all important in these critical moments.
It's those friends that can laugh at you in your absolute dire state of need and panic.
And talking of friends laughing at us, we told this story that we're about to tell when we went to the pub with, there were six of us at the pub. But shortly after New Year, everybody's heard we had a fivesome orgy just before New Year. And as we always say to people, after you've played, you're horny as hell.
Yes.
I mean, pretty much horny as hell all the time anyway, but especially after we've played. And your fucking period arrives just after New Year.
It was due. Yeah.
No. It's better to arrive than not.
Oh, yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, no. No, it did arrive. And so you're walking around like Mr. Hard-On. So we have to kind of be a bit imaginative. And you had purchased...
This goes back to probably episode, I don't know, 3 or 4. And we were buying sex toys as we were starting to explore.
Well, let's pull back a little bit. Why did you buy this monstrosity?
Why? Well, I love a deal. I think we explained this way back on whatever episode it was.
Let's remind people, though.
Well, there was obviously Lisa. Lisa, my wonderful blowjob toy that she doesn't get used as often anymore, but she's still special.
So you bought...
You saw her in real life as well today.
I did today, waved at her.
Lucky bit, she.
No, waved at her, got a nice smile.
Yeah, I bet she has.
Let's get back on track.
Okay.
Why did you buy this toy?
I feel a bit hot under the collar now.
Why did you buy this toy?
Well, I bought this toy, Mrs. G, because at the time there was an offer for free delivery if you spend over a certain amount. And it was like, okay, so...
How much did you pay?
I can't remember, about 14 quid, I think, or something like that.
It was under £20 then. But thank goodness. Because nobody in their right mind would pay anything really for this toy, but your weird mind has obviously made you think, I need to buy this. I can't wait to describe this.
Okay, so, we'd obviously bought some toys, probably a wand for you, I think, at the time, and a couple of toys for you, and then I think you'd requested for me a vagina sleeve to go with the blowjob Lisa toy, a bum sleeve.
Yeah.
And then it was like, shit, I'm just short. So do I pay £6.95 delivery or do I buy something for like £13, £14?
What did you buy?
Right, okay, well, let's paint the picture.
No, just tell them.
Wait, tell them what you bought. Just give a minute. Just give a minute. I need to give context, right? Okay, so I'm obviously married to you. Uh-huh. And as anybody who's seen Twitter, you're relatively large chested.
Yeah.
So you give a fucking awesome tit wank.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there's nothing else available, I quite like it. It's not top of the list, but, you know. Anyway, so I bought...
I feel like you're digging. Carry on, though. I'm going to just let you do it.
I bought a tit wank toy.
Can I describe... Can I just take
please do, Mrs. Because, G.
So let's go back to it. We're on this night. You've got the horn. I've got.
I've always got the horn. For
Aunt Flo's in town for me. So right. when you know, I'm not feeling it. Each to their own. But not on my first night. It's not happening. So I said, usually it'd be like, go get Lisa. She can sort you out. And it was. I said, haven't you got that thing?
It's that line thing that you did. Go get Lisa out of the cupboard. Yeah, it's sexy time.
It's sexy time. Haven't you got that thing we've never used that you've had in the cupboard for ages? Oh, yeah, your eyes lit up.
No, they fucking didn't.
Your eyes lit up.
You made me go get it.
You literally skipped off to the dressing room like a little skip. Oh, I'm going to get a new toy.
This is complete and utter bullshit.
It's not. I can see you. And I can see you jumping up onto the top. Out it comes. Right.
First of all, I can reach the top shelf of the dressing room, so I don't need to fucking jump up anywhere.
You got it out.
You didn't see any of this because you can't see the dressing room from
You got it out because you brought it over to the bed.
Yeah, I did.
And you brought it over to the bed. And you placed this toy down on the bed.
Placed? It's like a cannonball. It's like so thud.
I'm going to explain what the toy is. The toy is a pert pair of breasts.
Yes.
We're all good with this.
Yeah.
They're a latex.
They look like a fantastic fake pair of boobs.
Well, they're quite heavy, really. They're a bit heavy. The nipples are good.
Awesome.
Very good nipples, very good boobs.
Very natural feeling nipples, actually.
They are natural feeling nipples, but yeah. And then, in the middle of the two breasts, there is a vagina. A vagina.
I'm dead.
I'm going to say that again. A vagina in the middle of two breasts.
Well.
Hang on. Right, a woman needs to take over here. You need to just let me have a moment. On what level, when the sex toy designer said, I'm going to put a vagina in the middle of a pair of breasts, why?
Well, it's
why?
Somewhere on a toy, somewhere to put your dick for the tit wank.
Just put a hole. I'm saying he, because it'll be a man that's made this. There's no way a woman's made this.
Right, can I just interject here? What did you do with the toy? Initially.
Smacked its boobs.
No, you didn't.
I put my fingers in.
No, well, you did that, but what else did you do?
I don't know.
You lifted it up and licked the vagina.
Because
do you remember?
I do, but I then regretted it because it had a funny smell.
You said it smelled of cum.
It smelled of willies. Right.
And
it had a penis smell inside the penis bit.
100%. I've never had this toy.
I reckon it was you.
Was it a return?
I think it was a return.
Whose dick has been in that?
I put my fingers in and it smelt like penis. And I was like, I can't, there's no way this stinks, there's no way. So anyway, let's get back to it. So they've decided they're going to put a vulva in between a pair of boobs. All right.
I mean, what a fantastic design. If the human race could be redesigned, that would be a great thing to do.
And
right?
There the man speaks. So I get the lube out. Here we go. And what we then can't really figure out is what position do you use? Because let's again explain. These boobs are heavy.
Yeah.
So if you put your penis in the middle of these boobs,
they're slightly undersized as well, aren't they? It's not like the breadth of a woman's chest.
Where's that big, your boobs? The
boobs itself. Like the width is probably only 7 inches wide.
Yeah.
Something like that. So it's not like
the breast
size of a woman's chest. Yeah. So the boobs are actually pretty realistic.
The vagina looks small, but it's stretchy because it's latex. So we get the lube in and we give it a bit of
it. It's very stretchy. As we found out.
We're trying to get sexy.
Well, you spread it open wide.
I spread it open. Come on, let's get it in. Come on, let's do this. I'm going to put it onto your dick. Right,
so you did it through the top initially, didn't you?
I spread the vagina and I put it over the top of your penis and I pushed it down. But this is where it became a little tricky because how do you hold... Like your dick and the boobs.
You're supposed to hold the boobs and then...
But they don't really hold it in place because there's no stability to it. Anyway, I'm starting to giggle at this point.
But
at
this point, I put it all the way in.
You got it in. penis has gone in through the vulva of the top
of the toy, and then as you keep going,
the latex becomes a little thinner, and you can just see the outline of your cock at the top of the boobs. Like, there's so many wrongs with this. My brain went, no. Just no. It's not sexy at all.
You were actually in stitches.
I couldn't breathe.
You arched your back. You were on your knees, I think, on the bed.
I was.
You leant back and you literally were arched backwards, just pissing yourself laughing.
Yeah, I think I might have wet the bed a little bit with laughter.
Standard.
To be standard now, yeah. Honestly, I'm still absorbing what I saw that night. It was just it's like putting a balloon over condom. But I mean, a condom, you can't expect
supposed
it.
To see it, but...
But it was, because it was not...
If anybody thinks of getting a balloon and then sort of, when you push your hand into a balloon, you see the shape of your hand.
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's not your hand.
And it's between a pair of boobs and it's got a vulva.
Fantastic nipples, that's what you said.
Anyway.
So then you said, can't do it like this. Get on your knees and fuck it. I'm not doing that.
Get on your knees. I want to see you fuck it. And it just didn't work. It didn't work.
So in the end, we got the original Lisa.
We did.
Lisa. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was a sleeve toy and you...
Yes, we sorted you out with a sleeve toy. Yeah, we got you sorted in that respect. But the boobs of the tit boobs, are we calling them tit boobs? Boobs are back in the cupboard. I don't think they'll ever come out other than for purely a party trick, really.
Or maybe, if anybody wants...
Nobody wants the tit boobs, man.
No. So anyway, we, we're skipping forward, but we told this story at our local pub with... four lifestyle friends.
Can I just interject?
Yeah.
Who was sat behind us?
Some of the mums you know from school.
Well, I didn't give them eye contact. I didn't say goodbye to them. I didn't look at them because the conversations we had.
We're sort of jumping around a little bit here, but we met four lifestyle friends in our local pub dog pub.
Yeah.
And yeah, we know people in there. We went with Brad and Angelina just before Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
so
we
it's
mentioned.
Becoming all standard now. But... yeah, we're having some very open conversations and you kept on going, shh, shh. And this is you with Mrs. G the Foghorn.
You are worse than me.
Ah, I don't
believe
that.
People have agreed with me
only,
on this.
Only the insightfuls, but they always take your side. No, they don't really. they are very, very balanced. But we told this story at the pub and literally everybody was rolling around laughing. It was...
yeah.
Even today we've had a text of one of the women saying... that's one of the funniest stories I've ever heard.
Yeah. I'm scarred.
And
they find it funny.
We've got
okay.
some other friends where you've hinted at this story and we've said we've voiced over them and we've left them hanging because we've not done it.
We do need to voice note them on it.
Yes, yes. So that sort of brings us onto the pub, Mrs. G.
Mm.
So it was a Friday night. It's like a...
wasn't a Friday. It was a Saturday.
Let me finish. I'm saying it's like a Dickensian story, this. It was a Friday night in January.
Right.
And we had nothing planned. This was last weekend. We had nothing planned.
I see where you're going.
We're walking pub dog. We're walking along the road and we're chatting and it's like, yeah, nothing on this weekend. Maybe we could watch some TV. And you're like, well, TV, that's a bit dull these days, isn't it? Unless there's any sex shows, come on.
We don't watch TV anymore.
I'll ask your mum. So I said, well, why don't we just go to the pub tomorrow night? And why don't we invite these two couples who we're friendly with.
And the local.
Yeah, so we texted them both. We just sort of texted them both saying...
I should say, sir, not the neighbours.
No, not the neighbours, no. So we texted both these couples individually and said, can I go to the pub tomorrow? Do you fancy a drink?
Yeah.
We might invite so-and-so, but both of them came back independently and said, let's do it. So then we set up a little six-way chat, which was our first six-way chat. First six-way chat. I think one of the guys, within about three messages, had put a picture of his wife on just in her underwear.
Wow, let's go.
And it's like, hello. So anyway, we decided on our local pub because one of the couples, who, should we give them a name?
The locals.
The locals.
Let's just call them the locals. Local. Yep.
So the locals, they walk up. The other couple are eating in there because they live a little further away, so they needed the car. They're eating in there. We all meet around 8 p.m., sit.
Yeah.
And,
talk about
tit wank toys, amongst other things. Certain sex chairs, which I thought they were, I genuinely thought they had a scat chair, because it was this weird fucking chair with a hole in the middle. And I've heard stories about these things way back when I was a teenager and I worked somewhere. There used to be a woman I worked with. She told a story to someone how her and her boyfriend basically liked to take a shit on a glass coffee table with the other one lying underneath.
What?
Did you not hear this?
No.
I was telling
this is another story. It's not for now.
Not for now.
Shelf.
But I thought this was what it was for, but she looked horrified at me and went, no.
We don't
just bend over it.
Right.
So, anyhow, we're talking and everything, and it'd been pretty flirty, the group. But unfortunately, one of the couples, they had to go back for certain reasons to their house, so they left around 11. And basically, we carried on with the locals then, drinking. Well, Mrs. Local didn't. She was wise.
Mm. I've seen her do this before.
Trickster.
She's a trickster.
She has a certain amount of drinks rule, so she doesn't feel ill or anything.
Well, when I grow up, I might be like her. But for now,
you
just
get hammered.
I'll just stick them down my throat. Drinks too.
So, anyway, we leave the pub because literally we're the only four people left in there other than the staff.
Yeah, we nearly had a lock-in.
So we go outside and we decide to walk back because we all live close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And for ultimate sex appeal, Mrs. Local puts on her heated gloves. I'm like, what the fuck are they?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, do you like them? I'm like, not really. But, yeah, we walked.
But is that why you were holding her hand then?
I was just trying to say, naturally, I'm a very warm person and my hands are normally warm. So we might have ended up holding hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems to be a thing I do now.
It would seem.
So, especially to that pub. So, yeah, we're walking along. You're in front with Mr. Local. I'm just behind Mrs. Local. And we're walking. We get to a stage where they carry straight on and we would turn left to go home.
Yes.
This is about half a mile from our house and probably a mile from theirs, I'm guessing. Just, I don't know, 50 yards from the pub. And I say to Mrs. Local, Mrs. G's carrying on walking. Have you had a conversation or something? And she says, no, but you can come back to ours if you want. Inside, I'm literally like, fucking hell, yes.
Yes, now.
So I shout at you, hey, Mrs. G. So you turn around and say, and you say, oh, we live this way. It's like, nice to remember. But I say, well, Mrs. Local suggested that we can go back to theirs for a drink. I don't know if it was a drink. I think she had other ideas, if I'm honest, but maybe not. Who knows? Mr. Local sort of rolled his eyes and went, of course she did. And anyway, so we walk back to theirs. And this is a first for us because it's the first time we've ever been in a swinger house.
They would claim it is not.
So we get some drinks and things. Mrs. Local's still wisely in the water. I think I had a Bailey's and...
Did you have a Bailey's?
Yeah.
Even Christmas?
Finished the bottle off.
Did you?
There was only a dribble left, if I'm honest. It was like, we've got this old shit left from Christmas. Here you go, Mr. G.
I had that you wine had that. From Christmas.
You drank the wine and he made himself an old-fashioned, I think. Right. Fancy bastard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we go into the living room and I say, do you mind if I get one of these tables out? And she's like, yeah, go for it. I pull it out and my shock. Because I pull it out and the design on the table, fucking pineapples.
It was pineapples.
I'm like, oh my God.
And they claim they're not experienced.
I'm calling bullshit. I'm calling bullshit for that, and also what happened next didn't suggest an experience
Absolutely.
To me. So, yeah, where do we go from here, Mrs. G?
Well, I went in to get... Well, okay, so you were sat on the sofa.
Well, I was sat on the sofa with Mrs. Local. You were in a chair, he was in another chair.
Yeah, and I went to get another glass of wine.
Well, first of all, you showed your boobs off.
That's kind of standard now, isn't
it? Yeah,
really?
I don't know why you did that. You unbuttoned, you had a silk shirt on, you unbuttoned it.
There was
you
some
had
comment
a
made.
Fucking hot, my favourite Honey Badette Bride that you own.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember how it came about.
Well, you'd shown your boobs, and for some reason, when you showed your boobs, he came over to feel them. I'm not quite sure why he did. I think he was checking they were still there.
I went to get another wine in the kitchen.
He followed you.
He did.
I think he was making sure you didn't steal any money or anything.
It may be. It may be.
And I think he might have just checked that you didn't have any down your throat.
So he got me another glass of wine in the kitchen. I can only speak from what happened for me. You can obviously speak from what happened for
you.
And I, by my slightly hazy memory, he came over and said something like, "I'd like to kiss you," or "I think it would be nice to have a kiss," or, you know, whatever. Nicely done. So we had a bit of a kiss. It was quite funny because I didn't have any shoes on, as did he. He didn't have any shoes on, but he's particularly tall. So I was on my tiptoes. Because I don't reach him otherwise. So we had a nice kiss. And then I kind of had a moment and thought, ooh, I just need to check that you're okay. I kind of guessed you would be, but we're not really doing things separately. Can I just fill in
from my side now?
Yeah.
So you've gone off into the kitchen. Now, I think I'd already kissed Mrs. Local when you were in the room.
Yes,
you
had, yeah.
So we'd had a kiss, and I particularly like the way Mrs. Local kisses. She's a great kisser. So we were kissing, and it started getting a little hotter.
When we were in the room, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's also had like a cardigan sort of thing on.
That doesn't sound sexy, but go on.
Well, like a really hot cardigan. So hot, I decided to unbutton it.
Wow.
Yeah, and then she had some very nice lingerie on, and inspired by Mr. Local's touchy-feel personality.
Oh, yeah.
I decided to think, well, she must like this because that's her husband. So I'll have a little feel of her boobs.
Right.
Which I did. And yeah, she then said, I need to go and check on them. So she snuck out, checked in the kitchen, came back and went, I think we're fine.
Yeah, we'd have been kissing.
So I thought you were exactly the same, snuggied away, etc. And then I'm not quite sure what happened next because next thing, a cardigan fell off.
Right.
And
it fell.
But it's like a wedding ring moment, this.
Oh.
In that I noticed when a cardigan came off, and she'd not had too much to drink either.
Mm. She's a sensible one.
Her chest, as in the top of her chest, just below her neck, was all flushed red.
So you thought, she's liking this.
Well, that's hot. That's really hot.
Oh, you like that?
Well, it's a natural sign that somebody's quite turned on.
Yeah, all right.
And,
and
I found it really hot, if I'm honest.
Ah, good.
Yeah. And then I sort of, to use your phrase, the switch went.
Oh.
Because I'm using the switch because it's your excuse for everything, so I'm nicking it.
Right.
So the switch went, and then somehow my, I'm ambidextrous. And somehow I think
you're trying to sell yourself.
I was holding her cheek on her face.
Yes.
With one hand while I'm kissing her.
Yeah.
And then magically, slightly fumbly if I'm honest, but my other hand seems to unclasp her bra.
Wow, these fingers are philandering yet again.
In a different way,
Still skills,
And yeah, then her lingerie just dropped off. So, yes, then you came in and basically said, we're going upstairs. Do you want to play separately down here or do you want to come up? I checked with Miss Local, she went, let's go up. So we all went up to the bedroom.
Yeah.
We'll come on to these things later on. But then you take over now, Miss G. What happened in the bedroom? Did we play a game?
We didn't play a game.
No.
What do you mean? What did we actually do?
Yeah.
We had some sex.
We did have lots of sex, actually.
We had quite a lot of sex and we had a first for me.
We did. This was extremely hot. And I think I just want to interject because I think I've talked about this before. It's not always happened, but it happened this time in that I'd had a lot to drink and my dick was a bit up and down.
It may have been a bit up and down, but it's totally normal. Every man's dick goes up and down.
And
because it wasn't just a 20... It wasn't like a
I think
5-minute quick, here we go.
No,
we were having a sesh.
Yeah. And I think it's important to say because it's something that no man wants to happen, but realistically, it's going to happen.
Because you're human.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not been one for pills or anything like so it's as nature intends.
Exactly.
And it wasn't as intentional as I'd like it to have been that night.
But you was up.
So up and down, up, yeah. It
and
wasn't,
then you weren't
it wasn't,
down.
No.
You were so up and down.
I think there was a couple of issues, I think, possibly for me. From a personal viewpoint, nothing at all to do with anybody else in the room, mm-hmm. and that I'd had a lot to drink.
Yeah.
Secondly, the condoms, yeah. which we'd not used condoms for a bit, really.
Yeah.
I'd used them in the orgy the week before,
yeah.
but been okay, but I'd not had as much to drink then.
Yeah.
So I'd had a lot to drink, was using condoms. And the other thing, I think, was it was fine until we switched positions.
Yeah.
When we switched, it went down.
Yeah, there's probably no rhyme and reason. Rhyme and reason?
It could
rhyme
be any number of reasons, but exactly, there's no point overthinking it.
There is no point. There's no point trying to analyse why. So
effectively, at that point, she sort of checked if it was okay. She was fantastic. And I said, let's swap back for a bit.
Yeah.
So I sort of touched you in the arm. I think you took something out of your mouth or your vagina or something. I don't know. And I went, let's swap back for a bit. So we swapped back and you started giving me a blowjob, which, as always, standard Mrs. G, it was fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
I got hard again.
Yep.
And then I noticed...
As I was giving you a blowjob.
Yeah. So I was sat head against the headboard, so to speak. You were on your knees, sucking me off. And I noticed Mr. Local putting another condom on, because you'd already been using a condom, should we say. And he put a condom on, and then, I think he checked, but then he entered you from behind.
He did, while I was sucking you.
Yeah, so...
I've done my first spit roast.
And you liked it.
I did like it. And it was, do you know what? It just felt really natural as well.
Well, it was something that we both wanted to try for a bit. And this was all completely natural. We didn't ask him to do it. We didn't say, this is what we want to do.
And weren't you kissing Mrs. Local at this time?
Well, as he sort of...
entered.
I was kissing her. And,
I mean, that's always connected, isn't it?
There's not much hotter than having a blowjob while you're kissing somebody else.
Yeah.
That's fucking hot.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really fucking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big, big tics. And I've had a lot of flashbacks about that moment from the kissing, because I've already said how much I enjoy kissing Mrs. Local. I obviously enjoy you sucking my cock. I enjoy you getting doggied by somebody else.
Doggied? Fucked. Let's just use the word fucked.
So all of it, all connected,
did
fucking hot.
While I was being fucked from behind and sucking your cock, did it impair the blowjob?
Yes.
Oh, this is interesting.
Well,
did it?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because it's not really about the quality of the blowjob.
It wasn't the moment.
It was, but at times...
It wasn't shit.
At times you had to take a minute, I suppose.
Well, because I've got a penis in my vagina behind and I'm being banged. Yeah. I've got to, like, have a moment.
But I think we all enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it.
So,
but I have to kind of just interject here a little bit, as usual. For me, I think for anybody that's not done this, you know, which is maybe a few
if you're new and listening and thinking of getting into the lifestyle, this is something you can't do at home with your husband or your wife on your own.
Not on your own.
You can do it with a dildo. It's not the same.
What I would say is you just got to get the right people, because there's definitely a trust thing there. Because from a woman's point of view, you are very vulnerable at that moment.
And also from my point of view, I have to trust the guy with you.
Yeah,
that's the same in any play situation.
It is. But from the point of view of when you've got a cock in your mouth and a cock in your vagina, you are in a very vulnerable position. And I mean, obviously there's
You're
just
in a very
implicit
hot position.
Thank you. But you have to have that implicit trust to enjoy it, I think. I'd been, let's use the word warmed up. So I was ready to go. I was just, come on, let's fucking do this. And I did. I really enjoyed it. There
so did you consciously think it's going to happen now?
No.
No, I didn't.
No,
it was just
not
like,
at all. I do remember him saying something like, look at this, I think a penis would, or a dick would go nice
in
there.
I forgot about
that. And that was his way of seeking consent, because he waited for me to go, yes, that's hot. Because it's not a, can I put my dick in you? That's not hot. It's the way it's done. And that way of sort of
at this stage, we're all completely naked as well.
Yeah,
and we'd all been enjoying
playing
one another.
Yeah.
And I think it's fair to say, we really like this couple.
They're nice,
they're hot.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Yeah, the sex is great.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
he has,
big ticks, ticks, ticks.
Particularly good fingers, it would seem, as well, you know. So it works all the way around. The squirt. was there again, it would seem.
Ah, you've just broken another thing for me, because when I asked to swap back, before you started sucking my dick, I remember, I think, you were on top of me. We weren't fucking, I don't think, but you were on top of me. I was fingering you. I was fingering you. And you actually just whispered to me, do you want me to squirt all over you?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a deviant when I go, aren't I?
And I went, fuck yes.
And did
then,
I? Did I?
Yeah.
Was that me? Are you sure it was me?
I remember it being you. Yes.
Such I'm kind of proud of myself. Yeah. Get me. All right, good. Well, there we are. It would seem that I am now that woman.
So it was all really, really hot. And as I say, then we sort of went our sort of separate ways on the bed, so to speak.
Yeah.
You are a bed hogger, though. You hog the bed.
I don't intend to.
Yeah.
I know, it's like fucking hell,
we'll squeeze on the end of the show.
I'm really sorry. I'll try and make a conscious effort to perhaps go on my knees a bit more off the bed.
So all male partners in the future, thank you, Mr. G, for that suggestion. But, yeah, I think the whole thing was really
well
hard.
You managed to get hard, you managed to come, so you've well, seen yeah, it through, you know
I
what
think
I mean?
After, it's like... after the spit roast, again, without going into, because I don't want it to be...
No.
Yeah, but, yeah, it stayed hard, another condom
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
And then we played some more.
Exactly. So it,
and that was hot.
I just
again,
think
it was the changing of the position that fucked me again, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, apart from this local.
But I think it's just natural, normal. I think it just, come on, it's just natural and normal.
But then I, after sort of changing position and it sort of went off again, I took the condom off, played with Miss Local for a bit, and then again, another really hot moment to go with the flush chest and everything else we've been doing. She actually, and this lady has a devilish look in her eye.
Mm.
I sort of said it about you the week before that you had a glint in your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
She sort of, I would describe it as a devilish look, and she said, look, let's concentrate on you for a bit.
Mm.
That was hot.
Nice.
And yeah, she proceeded to give me a fantastic blowjob.
Good on her.
to the point where, let's just say, she finished me off, shall
she
we
did.
Say.
She did.
And that was really fucking hot.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's all hot.
Because as it was coming, basically, she was looking at me in the eye and, fuck, that's hot.
Mm, it is.
And I'm looking at you now and thinking, this is hot, we might have to pause recording soon.
Flashbacks. Do you remember Mr. Local had said to us a couple of days later that he'd had a flashback about we were having sex and we had a bit of a light on, it was sort of an atmospheric light.
They've got a fucking swinger light.
It
you
was
can
a
see
swinger
it.
Light. They did buy the swinger light. So they bought the swinger light. And he said that he caught a vision of me.
Ah, yes, yes.
And said it was as if I had gone to another place.
I'm thinking of that Prodigy song now.
Yeah. So he was saying that he'd noted where my face and everything I'd just seemed to be on a slightly different planet. But like you would see somebody in a club that's lost in music.
Yeah.
And that, if you remember...
That's what you've described.
If you remember,
before.
That's exactly how I've described things. And it's interesting that
we even put the video on Twitter from Ibiza.
It's interesting that he has noted that.
And seen
it
from
bloody
a
play
third party, yeah.
And gone, this is what you look like. And so what I feel and what I describe is interesting that somebody else sees it.
Well, at one stage on the bed, I think me and Mrs. Local, can't remember exactly what we were doing, but you were next to me, laid down, and again, your eyes were closed. You were in a different place, I would say.
Yeah,
and
it's the pleasure dome.
Mrs. Local actually said to me at that point, she said, I love watching his dick go in and out of her. That's really hot.
Mm.
And doesn't really make much sense. I've got this woman saying she's loving watching her husband go in and out of my wife while I'm with her. It's fucking hot.
I know.
And, you know, every experience brings something different.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, I like this one.
Yeah, me too. It was. It was a really hot night. And I think the advantage is they live down the road.
Fucking mile away. And, you know, we talk no expectations and things, but, yeah. Yeah. I think we've told them we'd love to play again.
Yeah.
And we'd also love to see them and not play again. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll get on with them.
We like them socially and sexually.
Yes, socially and sexually.
And they live around the corner, which is a fucking bonus.
Absolutely.
So, on to the few days after, and we've had fucking lots of sex since.
We've had lots of sex. Can I also just add a flashback? Do you remember the next morning when we woke up and I was like, I was going to go and get a shower?
Oh, yes.
And I put my hands through my hair and I went, oh, and smell. And you went, what is it? And I went, I can smell his aftershave on my hair.
Yeah.
Now, it feels kind of almost dirty because it's somebody else's smell on
dirty
me.
Dirty like you need a...
No, like dirty, hot, dirty, naughty, dirty. Yeah. Like, I could smell him on me still, but when it's not done in a deceitful way and it's done in a consensual way
that?
Because my husband shared it with me, I could then share that with you.
Yeah.
Weird what smells
think,
do to me,
I think though. We've just completely skipped over. We jumped in a taxi home, which was literally like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
We got home, and even though it was then at that point 4 a.m.
Yeah.
We then had sex ourselves, which we always tried to do.
Yeah.
Reconnection sex, yeah. Super hot. And... yeah, I think we were both really tired. And my dick was still a little bit sort of... I think she'd worn it out, to be honest.
Probably.
In a good way. But it was still a little bit up and down. Mm-hmm. So we fucked and we played and, you know, yes, you soaked my hand again.
I know.
But you also got your favourite toy out.
Well, it's not my favourite.
Oh, right. Well, it's one of the Layla ones.
Yeah.
But literally the next morning, you said you thought you'd actually numbed it.
My vagina.
Because we were, well, it was 5 a.m. by the time we finished. So literally an hour we were playing with each other.
I know. But when you've had a drink, much like how you can be a bit up and down or whatever, your clit becomes number. So it's you feel it, but it's harder to come.
Mm. Well...
And
is
also,
it?
Well, yeah.
You definitely had a few cums that
no,
night.
No, a few cums. No, absolutely. But, it'd been worn out.
But
it needed a break.
Really hot and it's carried on. But I think it's important to say, all is not always roses round the door.
Yeah.
So the play with them was awesome.
Yes.
Nothing at all about that we questioned.
I think what it's done is it's made us question, rightly, and rightly so, and in a good way, dynamics and where we're going within the journey that we're on.
I don't think dynamics is the right word. Boundaries, I think.
Boundaries, sorry,
yeah,
yes.
Dynamics
no.
is set, really.
But... Yeah, so it's just made us question that. And I think it's right, on reflection now, that we have had to question that because we're further down the line in our journey. Yeah. So what we originally thought of boundaries, then, in all honesty, as we've had lots of discussions, have not rediscussed the boundary thing.
No.
We've kind of just, or I have just, made the presumption that this is the boundary, this is what we do and this is what we don't do. So, to put it just in very basic terms, we were always, if you kiss somebody and I'm not there, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah. Well, apart from the first time where we said we want to be with each other, after that it was like the floodgates are open.
Yeah, so, but that was... A year ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that we've always been fine with. We've always just said, let me know who you've kissed.
I don't think either of us have ever had a problem with the other one kissing.
No. So that's kind of a thing. And from my understanding, that's where it stopped. That was it. Started and it stopped with the kiss if we were in a separate room or not in presence of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walked into the living room and saw Mrs. Local with no top on, it shocked me a little bit. And I need to make it really, really clear, as I did to you, I'm absolutely fine with it. Like, I have no hang-up at all with it. And as we've probably discussed a little bit, and perhaps not to any great length, is I am far more open-minded to the idea of separate play. So, and I understand all the reasons why, and I'm it's not that I'm driven by it all, like I'm
You're
wanting
just not
it.
As concerned
I'm just
about
not
it.
As concerned about it, exactly. So if you are playing with a woman in another room, I have no hang up. My questioning afterwards has been, well, where's the boundary now? Because understood it, when I was kissing Mr. Local in the kitchen, I had my bra on still and he was feeling my boobs and things, but nothing came out. So I was a little bit conscious and thinking, oh, I kind of just need to, I feel like I need to be in the room with you. I need to be around you. And then obviously when I have got to you, you've kind of gone slightly further ahead of me.
Yeah. And I mean, there was no pants were all still on.
No, I know that. Mm. But it's triggered a point where I thought we need to discuss where the boundaries are.
We've had some good chats, and this is where our very good friends, the Insightfuls, are fantastic.
Yeah,
and we've had a lot of chats with them.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of chats with them this year, actually. We've been chatting a lot with them.
We're only in January.
Well, yeah. No, but we've been chatting a lot with them.
Yeah.
And they are, there's not another word for them, they're brilliant.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
And I raised it and sort of said, this is what I did. And, you know, they went into certain circumstances. They've had things and... They give an opinion, but they never sort of
no force judgment.
It. And they're just brilliant at almost reflecting back at you so you can see.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we've chatted an awful lot, and I think the separate room thing is not as much of an issue for us now as it was then.
And that's kind of why I wanted to discuss this on the pod, was that, you know, there's going to be people at different stages of their journey. When we first started out, that would have been a big thing for us.
Yeah.
And it shows that as you grow and as you evolve within this journey, things change. We talked a couple of episodes, or even maybe the last episode as well, how we talked about boundaries flexing and rules staying the same. And that's becoming really prominent to us, or dominant to us, I think, at the moment.
And we talked about it a little bit on the last episode. Yeah. But I think also, like everything, there's shades of grey. There's black and white and shades of grey. Nothing's ever black and white in the lifestyle.
No. It's black and white about condom use.
Yeah. There's your rules, which are black non-negotiable. And white, yeah. But, for example, I think it's important, there's a distinction between separate play and separate room play.
Okay.
So I think separate play would be me or you would go off on a day, go back to a hotel, house, etc., have our experience while the others sat at home or whatever.
That's what you say would be separate play.
Whereas separate room play is you might be in the same building, but you're in separate rooms.
And I think that's kind of where we're getting to, isn't it?
It is, but as I say, chatted this through really usefully with the Insightfuls. And I think partly for me, part of it is that ultimately, I really like the group feeling.
Yeah.
It adds a hotness to it all, that we're all there on a bed, there's four bodies or more. It's really hot. And also, another big thing for me is that shared experience between me and you. So we can swap back, we can interact, we can touch one another, look at each other. And it really feels as though we're having sex and we are, even though it wasn't our house, but we're inviting others to share that with us.
Yeah.
And that feels really hot. I think if I would have stayed downstairs and you would have gone upstairs, that shared experience does go.
It does go, but it is something you can talk about afterwards.
It is. But I think if it's not your kink to sort of relive an experience you've not been part of, it loses something. So we've got some friends who love that separate play.
Yeah.
And that fuels them.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. It just doesn't for me.
No.
And I don't think it does for you either.
No, it doesn't fuel me. I think I've tried my best to kind of articulate this to you. When I say I'm not bothered, I need that to mean it's not that I don't care. I obviously care.
Yeah, you don't have an issue with
it. I don't have any concerns surrounding separate play.
Mm.
It doesn't trigger anything in me that I know of.
Yeah,
you know, until I might go into it. I don't know. But if you did do separate play, I don't think it would cause a problem for me. I know, but I'm explaining to the listeners. So I kind of see things with a slightly different view.
Yeah, I think I'm less inclined about it, but it's not because I'm triggered by it. It's partly because, ultimately, I just don't choose that.
Mm.
I'd rather be with you.
Yeah.
And somebody else. It becomes a group thing. And that's what I find really hot. And I find it really hot to be sharing it with you. To do it separately, don't get me wrong, I could have a really hot time with somebody and I'm sure you could have a really hot time with somebody. But then that's me having an experience and you having an experience.
It feels separate.
Whereas when we're together, we have our individual experiences, but it all blends into one.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's that blended approach, I think, for me, is sort of the hottest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been an interesting one.
It's been an interesting one, but like I say, I think it's been a constructive time. Yeah. And I think we're at that point now. We're a year in, aren't we, more or less? And it comes to the point where you do have to reassess. You do have to check back in.
Well, you go into the bubble, I suppose, to use Mummy and Pappy's term.
Yeah, there is the bubble too. But I just think that it's been important, and I wanted to kind of get across to the listeners that even when you feel like you're hitting times that can be a challenging conversation at times,
use it as a positive.
To use it, because you're only growing from it as long as you communicate correctly. I think that's the key with all of this, regardless of whatever path.
Just keep communicating.
It's communicate. And like we've said, there's so many scenarios. Like
this is the difficulty.
This is the problem. This is where the greyness comes, is that if you're in a house like we were last weekend with
that
just two other people, it feels completely different.
Say a hotel where there's different hotel rooms, or a cruise ship with different cabins.
Where are you going on your cruise ship? What are you doing September. On your cruise ship? Or if you're in a sex club, because like a sex club compared to a vanilla setting, if you're on a social, you're more likely in a sex club to potentially bump into somebody, potentially get kissing. There might be a bit of groping, a bit of finger, a bit of dick suck, whatever, compared to in a vanilla setting, which you're unlikely to do that.
Yeah. And
so you just need to communicate before you go.
What I've said is part of it is, if we go to a sex club, for example, we're going for a night out together.
Yeah.
And so if you connected with a guy or I connected with a woman, whatever, and it was like, right, we're off to the playroom, then is it, well, it might be an hour, might be an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We'll catch you at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Then you're not sharing that night out.
You're not. But I think the difference is now that we've sort of said is that if you were at the bar, I was going to the toilet, whatever reason you've become a little bit separated.
If you start wanking somebody off, then I'm not concerned by that.
But you would have been.
Well, no. This is the thing.
All right.
You thought I would be because we'd not communicated it.
When we chatted previously, you had said
originally,
that's what I'm saying.
But I think
originally,
I've evolved, but we've probably not communicated that,
right?
So you were still of the opinion that's not okay,
exactly.
Whereas actually, it'd be like, well,
yeah,
that's okay.
So
if I came out and saw you getting sort of gangbanged by seven men, maybe less so.
No, that's my point, is that where we fell down,
communication,
we've not
unusual
for us. But it shows that you need to continue to communicate throughout your journey, even when you've not needed to process after play or something. Mm. You still need to check back in, because I felt, like I say, at that moment I was a bit like, oh, okay, we've got new rules.
Are we doing this now?
We've got new rules, and I didn't know this.
Yeah, which it wasn't really like that. I imagined you were doing very similar in the kitchen.
Yeah, but I've kind of stuck by those rules, haven't I?
It's like, the problem is, for anybody listening, when you have these conversations, there's so many shades of grey, to use the term of a popular book. But literally, one situation, one set of people is very different to the same situation with a different set of people. So
it's about the people.
I used the example. Say we were in a sex club and there were six of us and we all get along. And you're connected with a guy. The guys is connected to a woman. And then I'm with the other woman. Say you sort of said, should we go to the playrooms? And the other guy and woman were like, fuck yes. Mm. And then the lady says to me, I'm not really feeling it.
Yeah.
At that point, do you sort of say, you know, I'll catch you later? And I asked you if you want to do that.
Yeah.
And your answer was, well, no.
No, because I think if we ever got to that point where we would do a separate plaything like that under the same roof, I would never want either of us to be left alone or left,
or just non-blaming in a way. And I suppose it's that thing of, if it's like two small rooms and it's like, look, it's a bit tight, do you want to go next? That's a different thing than just, oh, you're enjoying your drink, I'm going for a play, I'll see you later, Mrs. J.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that either.
No.
I wouldn't want to go and do that and just leave you sort of, you know, whistling at the bar or something.
But we're saying all this is just us. Everybody else can have a completely different opinion.
No, and that's what we always say. You do you, but most importantly, talk to your partner
talk,
about
talk,
it.
Talk, talk, talk. Yeah, absolutely.
And so, it's raised some really interesting conversations. And like I say, the insightfuls are insightful.
Yeah.
And they've been a bigger help than I think they'd realise
in
processing everything.
Yeah, yeah.
As always, and it's been a really interesting few nights and mornings chatting to them, really.
Yeah, it has, and I'm very grateful that we have people
these
like
sort of friends
in our lives. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No, indeed. And I think we all get something from chatting through as well, because you always reflect back on yourself.
You do, and it prompts conversations in yourself, and you think, well, we did it like that, or, you know, how did we do this? And yeah, I think it's been good, and I'm glad that we've been able to communicate with each other, and we've kind of come through the other way and gone, well, this is what we need to do, and this is the way we move forward. And I just find it really, really interesting how I felt a change in me recently. I don't want to make it about the Mrs. G podcast here, but we've talked about my HRT and the changes and the hormones and all the rest of it. I feel like that's really, really starting to hit properly with me now. I feel like I'm on an even keel, and I feel like I am quite rampant.
Very rampant.
At the minute.
I am fucking loving life. I sent you a text today, Mr. and Miss Local, on the text, and I said, we're having loads of sex, Mrs. G. I was having sex with Mrs. Local last week. I'm fucking winning her life right now. This is great.
Yeah, no, and I do think it's because I found that hormonal balance right. Mm. But equally, tied into that is a mindset. And there's definitely been a shift in me since around Christmas time.
Yeah.
I think what it is I've found that for myself, I've figured out what I want to get out of the lifestyle. And I had struggled with that for all the time previous.
And we've had this discussion on the dog walk tonight. So share with the listeners, what are you looking for from the lifestyle, Mrs. G? In no particular order.
Oh, no, it's not in any particular order. But the key words that come to me are fun.
Yep.
Pleasure.
Yep.
Being desired and giving desire, so giving and receiving, and friendships.
Yes. And not all those necessarily have to be all together.
No, no, no. I think I've tried to open my mind a little bit. As I said, I was wanting to do, we talked about, you know, New Year's resolutions and such like. I can't fully explain, but going
something
on the switch,
shifted.
Something has shifted in me. Mm. I feel open-minded. I'm open to lots of new experiences. I'm open to, it doesn't all have to be built on friendship, but that's fabulous if it is.
Or on initial connection. I think
something
that I've said to you time and time and time again, we've mentioned it before, is snog somebody. You'd be amazed that sometimes somebody where you might not expect it, you can have a big connection. Mm. Or somebody where you think there's a big connection, there might not be.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And it could lead to something. And
I think it's a little bit more as well, just kind of trying. We talked again previously about possible overthinking. And that's just something that I am just trying to knock on the head or have a word with myself and go, no, thought process has stopped. Right, let's just go with the moment.
It's the moment. And like I say, it's opening, because we've talked in the past about sometimes you're either at 0 or 100.
Yeah.
And quite often anywhere in between, whereas I'm generally a steady 50.
Yeah.
In that I'm relatively level all the time. I'm not saying that you're, you know, nutty or anything like that, but
you
can have your wobbles or you can be full steam ahead.
Yeah. I think that's balancing.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. And that's good.
I do wonder, though, how much of that is just getting the hormone balance right, to be honest with you.
I think possibly it's just as well. It's progress in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I think,
and it's accepting yourself. And like we've said again before, just getting rid of this, what society has expected of you.
It's that not expecting too much. Ultimately, we might have some great friendships, and we have got some great friendships, but we're not after relationships as in, you know, life relationships.
A boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
We're after friendships or sexual connections, things like that. And they don't have to be together. They might be either way. But I think it's that acceptance that sometimes it's okay just to give it a go and see.
Yeah.
Because what's the harm that comes from
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. No, I agree.
So, I think it's been a fantastic week.
I think we've started 2024 as we wanted to.
And we've got lots planned.
And we've got lots going on. And it just feels really exciting. And this is how it's supposed to feel. It's supposed to feel
exciting.
It's supposed to feel fun. And it's not supposed to be feeling like, oh, is this a bit judgy? Have I done the wrong thing? Have I done the right thing? It's not meant to feel like that. And if it does, change it.
So, Mrs. G, I think that's probably a jam-packed episode.
Yes.
I think we've covered everything.
Probably.
I've probably covered something.
You keep covering lots of things. Mind you, so do I.
Oh dear. So, no, hopefully you've enjoyed the episode. There's been lots that we've discussed.
Yeah.
And hopefully there's something for you to take away and chat to your own partner about.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, we will no doubt record again in January towards the end, because we're middle now. So, enjoy your January. Don't let the January blues beat you. And get your fuck on.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye.
If any of our gorgeous listeners would like to contact us, we can be reached at Twitter at Sexless Swingers, email hello@sexlessswingers.co.uk, or on Fab, the_sexless_swingers.